got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy, the biblical question. Do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show, jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, but you still want to listen to the show as you move about a little bit, you can on your phone, podcast, and then listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Whoa.
Amazing. Don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. I have a question for you to smoke on. Meaning, think about. Are you blessed or cursed? Are you blessed or cursed? Are you blessed, truly blessed, or truly cursed? You ever wondered about that? And I'm assuming that most people, I could be wrong because they're not good to assume. And by the way, happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Most people will assume that they're blessed, especially when they're a religious person. They just assume that because they are what they call a religious person. And most people are cursed They're cursed going in and coming out. They're cursed in their families. They're cursed in their work. They're cursed going and coming. But they will say that they are blessed because they are a religious person, whatever religion it may be. They'll say, oh, I'm blessed because they read that in the Bible somewhere. Someone told them that they're blessed. And they're saying it even though it's not true. It's sad to live that way, but I understand. I really do. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They can't see. The one thing for sure and without a doubt, anyone who has anger, resentment, emotional, is cursed. Their families are cursed. Their environment is cursed. They are cursed. An angry person, an emotional person, a resentful person, a judgmental person, or people are cursed. There's no life, no joy, no real love and emotions at all. You're cursed. And Deuteronomy 28 talk about the blessings and the curses. If you have anger, read Deuteronomy 28 about the curses. You'll see you're cursed. And you call it good. And you deny it. Because you don't want to admit that you're cursed. You may overcome it if you admit it. So you're not going to admit it. Because if you overcome it, that means you're overcoming you. And you and the devil are one. The devil is anger. Anger is the devil. The devil is resentment, emotions, suicidal thoughts, loneliness, fear, a concern about what others are thinking about you, afraid of the world. Does it make any sense? And it is a mean, old, nasty world out there, that's for sure. Human beings are mean and nasty and vicious and evil. But why should you be afraid of them? You are afraid because you're one of them. You're angry, you're mean, you're nasty, you're judgmental, and you have fear. And the fear is in you, but you call the fear normal. And I'm not talking about not watching over yourself physically. You got to watch yourself physically. But inwardly and spiritually, you have fear. Because you're cursed. All angry people are cursed. And not one angry person has perfect peace. You know what I mean? And if you are at peace, you are cursed. What else do you have? There's nothing else but that. There's only good and evil. And true good, real good, the true intellectual is of God. What's all this black stuff on the table? I see all that. What? It looks like, I don't know what that is. You see it? Mm-hmm. All here too.
Maybe it's stuff from the fuzz toy stuff.
You're cursed. Read Deuteronomy 28, I believe. And just because you say you're blessed doesn't mean you're blessed. I'm blessed. How you doing? I'm blessed. And you go and cry. if you notice, family members don't get along. Husband and wife, children, adult children, and others. Because they're cursed. And that curse would pass down from the parents, generation after generation, to the children. You're not passing down love. You're passing down curses because you have no love. You only have curses because you're angry. Your nature is angry. Isn't that amazing? And you think it's you. And it is you in that you identify with it. And you and it are one. Just smoke on it. You don't have to be. You can be truly blessed, but you got to overcome the curses. You got to overcome the curses. And just because you read a Bible or book and you call yourself something, don't mean that that's what you are. You're still an awful person. Amazing, huh? So, Spencer Pratt did an Independence Day message, presented an Independence Day message. And for those who don't know Spencer Pratt, he ran to be nominated for mayor of Los Angeles. And somehow or another, he's no longer in the game. He was the only really outspoken, really seemed to care about Los Angeles. And he went up against Karen Bass and that other Indian female and really just dealt with them. But then, because it takes forever to count the ballots here, for whatever reason, all of a sudden, he was out of the game. He was winning the game, it appears. And then all of a sudden, the Indian woman that should not be running for government anyway in our country, she had more votes than him, all out of wherever it came from. But he gave, and his home, I believe, was burned down during the fire in L.A. while Karen Bass was in Africa somewhere, according to the report. Amazing, huh? Well, he gave a... I'm going to have to wait on this because I think my producer told me he redid it, and I'm not sure. I can play the soundbites. The one who went over. I'm talking to my producer, my headset. This is from Grok. Spencer Pratt posted a 5.5 minute video on July 4th, 2026. And it says, God bless America. Here is the first soundbite from X.
We all had to sit and watch that vile commie mayor sit on the wrong side of our founding father's desk to try and lecture us about our own history. Notice how the communist always attacks your history. The communist must attack your history. Why? Because history is what anchors you. It's what makes us attached to something. Nostalgia is a hell of a drug. History breeds an almost irrational attachment to things, an attachment that is more powerful than anyone can imagine. Erasing history is how you demoralize people. How you unmoor them and detach them from their society so you can take it from them and rewrite it in your image. Think of your country like a home. What makes your home special? It's not the marble countertops or the expensive furniture or the fancy appliances. It's the memories you have there. That backyard is where we got married. That living room rug is where our son took his first step. Hey, don't touch that. That was his first teddy bear. It doesn't matter how torn and tattered that thing is. You will never get rid of it. And you will fight anyone who tries to take it away. Why? Because you have history with it.
Amazing. When I heard that, it reminded me That is so true. Because when I was growing up, Black Americans, for the most part, were independent people. They worked hard. They weren't blaming the white man or racism and all that mess. They were not relying on the government to take care of them or feeling that they can't make it in America. Their own businesses, family members were strong. Less than 10% of children were born out of wedlock in the Black community at one time. And they owned businesses. They worked. They taught the children to work. And then the communist people came along, the so-called civil rights movement, came along, and they erased history. And they did it in such a way that Black people don't even believe, most young Black people, don't believe at one time that Black people were independent, free, they weren't into the racism thing at all. They were doing their own thing. And they were succeeding, whatever you think succeeding in life. It was erased to the point that, and then they made up lies about America. They made up lies and wrote lies and talked about lies and put the Blacks on government. And they don't even, this generation, especially this generation, and before too, don't even know that America were different. Black Americans were different people at one time. That they were not violent and killing one another and other people. They don't even know that because they erased history. They took it away. And now it seems as though America is a bad place and will always just nothing but bad and white people just bad people. They erased history. Just remind me of that. And that is so true. And that's what the socialist communist people are doing now. They're erasing history and giving you a lie. And you believe in the lie. And you vote for them. That's amazing. And Pratt goes on to say that even bad memories make a home meaningful. Oh, we don't have that.
Memories make it a home, even the bad ones. Hey, remember when Dad hit his head on the rafter in the attic and we spent all night in the ER? That's the avocado tree I fell out of and broke my first bone. Isn't it weird how even the bad memories make us cherish a place? It's not like we long for those bad times, but bad times are part of what makes us stronger, a part of what makes us who we are. And that's what the communist always starts with, the bad memories. Oh, we can get rid of that little story. We can knock down that statue. We can change the name of that street. That's a bad memory from our history. You don't want that memory hanging around. You're not a bigot, right? And slowly but surely, this wall comes down. Then that wall gets sledgehammered. The rafter where Dad hit his head, that's gone. The rug where your son took his first step, that's gone. The gash in the wood floor where you stomped the glass on your wedding ceremony, that's gone and replaced with shiny vinyl planks. And now you've got a brand new home with no memories.
Amazing. That's deep. See, we need a person like that for Mayor LA. He says that American history, loving American history is human nature.
But it is fundamentally human nature to cherish your history. We crave learning about our history, where we came from, who our ancestors were. That's human. But communism is an evil, anti-human religion, so it must destroy what makes us human. The communist destroys your history so he can take your home and rebuild it in his image. That's why it's your patriotic duty to celebrate today unashamed. It's okay to love America. Not only is it okay to love America, it's necessary to love America. America. We are the only bulwark against tyranny on this earth. When Europe descends into madness time and time again, it's our sons who cross the oceans to fight and die for freedom and human dignity. We don't let evil people destroy our history and rewrite it in their image. This is Independence Day. It's not just a number on the calendar. Don't say Happy Fourth. That's commie gobbledygook.
No offense, but it sounds like some commie gobbledygook.
We say Independence Day.
Amazing. That's amazing to me and so true. He called American the champion. American the champion of invention and freedom. And tell the immigrants they have no right to rewrite Americans' history.
Today we celebrate the men who reclaimed a beautiful slice of this earth and claimed it for God, for the values of freedom and rugged independence. Our history is messy. Our history is violent. Yeah, it is. And that's why we love it. We aren't cowards. We don't turn our backs on the painful memories because they make us who we are. Be proud of our country, damn it. America is the birthplace of every great invention of the last 250 years. Like literally everything. Airplanes, spaceships, internet, telephones. As a country, we are batting 1,000. Not only is it a miracle that this radical experiment in self-governance even survived past 1776, but we are the champions of the world. Be proud of that. Be proud of your history. Millions of your ancestors fought and died to preserve it. Kami Mamdani's ancestors never bled for this country. He has no history here, so he has no attachment to our home. He has no place to rewrite our history and lecture us about what our country stands for. So celebrate today. Show some American pride. Honor your history. Raise your flag. Raise a finger and say, you communists. This is our home, and you can't have it. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day. God bless America.
Amazing. That, I remember it used to be this way for all people, all Americans. That's amazing. Do you love America? How do you know? Is the biblical question. And the way he described America, it just, it made you realize how much it has changed for the worse. And we now have people who hate America from foreign lands in our country, and you turn it over control to them. Are you out of your mind? These people love where they came from. They don't love America. That's why they bring those same beliefs here. Their body may have gone away from where they were born and raised, but their mind's still the same, and they create the same environment wherever they go. It's mind-blowing. I never thought that one day we would see communist people, socialist people running America, and the white woman, the educated woman, voted for them. Are you still happy you gave women the right to vote? They voted in your enemy. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Happy White History Month. And there is this battle, unnecessary warfare between blacks and whites because history has been rewritten. And there is a genocide upon white people as a result of that. If you're anything but white, you can do whatever you want in America, tear it down, blame, be destructive and everything. But if white people did the same thing, oh, it's over. The police coming for you. in your own country. And it's so far down the road now. You got foreigners, people who hate America. Allahu Abba people hate America. They say that we're the big Satan and that Israel is the small Satan. And they want to destroy by any means necessary. Befriend them, pretend they care, pretend they love, blame them. Get into their government and destroy them from within. And it's happening. Mandami has no, there's no reason that man should be the mayor of New York. Nor Ilhan Omar and all those dumb people. They don't love America. It's so apparent. And you vote them in. They even show you they don't love America. They tell you they don't love America, and you still vote them in. What's wrong with it? You're cursed. You have anger. And as a result, you have an angry nature. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Idaho and talk to Steston. Steston, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to follow up on another white history moment with Julius Caesar and his decision to cross the Rubicon back in the day and why he did that. And he saw the political corruption and all of the stuff that was happening in Rome. And he just went on a military campaign and he promised all of his soldiers that they would get land if they fought. And what Rome was doing at the time, they're like, okay, well, if you come back into town, we're going to arrest you if you come back in as a citizen. So, and he saw what was happening to the veterans and the poor people in Rome and how it was just the oppression that was going on. And he's like, okay, well, if I surrender myself, I'm going to jail as a citizen, or I can invade Rome pretty much and start a civil war, which is what he decided to do, and he was able to go in and take over Rome and uproot it and kind of bring in a different society and whatnot. And through all of that, without him making that decision to cross the Rubicon to go in and do all this stuff, we wouldn't even have the month of July, because the month of July is named after Julius Caesar. So when you're talking about like white, like July just feels white, well, it was named after one of the greatest white men of all time in Julius Caesar.
Amazing.
So I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know if you knew that.
I did not.
July was named after Julius Caesar, and you said that. And I was like, oh, I wonder if he knows that. Like, he's spot on with it.
That's amazing, man. I did not know that happened. Why Houston, Mark? July just feels white. That's amazing.
Yes, and then the other one was the biblical question.
Do you love America? Do you love America?
And that is something I've been kind of struggling with lately, because growing up, I've loved this country and what our forefathers have done and what this country stood for.
But and let me ask first, do you love it or no?
Yes.
You do love America. And how do you know you love... What?
I want to say yes.
You want to say yes?
Yes.
But the reality is what?
Well, I don't really know what love is anymore at this point. It's like not hating.
So do you love America?
Yes.
And how do you know? Hold for a minute. Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
A quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And then, don't forget to donate. To support us. And like these videos, by the way. Like the videos. You can support us by going to jlptalk.com. jlptalk.com. You can scan the QR code, or you can go to jesseleepeterson.show.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. Or you can mail it in. Check a money order made out to Bond and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. That's Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can just simply make a phone call and make the donation there at the office at 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right. I want to go back to Destin out of Idaho who was responding to the biblical question. So, Destin, do you love America? Hello?
And yes.
Do you love America?
Yes, I do.
And how do you know?
I can feel it in my chest. And that's where, like, with your teaching, I don't know where I'm at with it, because there's nothing I can do when certain songs come on, seeing the flag and, like, what we stand for. Something wells inside of my chest, and I can't stop it. As much as, like, some of the things that are going on today, that is overridden by the history of what we stand for and the morals and values. And I don't know right now if that's correct. So maybe you can, because I don't want to get emotional about it. It's like, I love America and what we are and what we stand for, but like how it's gone by the wayside. And I don't know like where the emotional level is. I'm just wondering maybe if you could elaborate on like, because I feel it. I'm like, oh yes, like I love this country and everything that it stands for. And I start swelling up and I feel pride and in the country and everything. But like, I need to be careful with that understanding now of not being too prideful. And that's where I'm kind of confused.
And so you say you know that you love America because you feel this sensation in your chest?
Yes.
And what does it feel like?
It feels amazing. Like what we are and what the collective understanding of what we can be as a group, and we're all going towards the same direction, and I can feel that. And it's just like, it's not like a heavy weight on my chest, it's almost more like an opening, like, okay, like I want to accept everything that's coming in, but now at this stage, it's like I did that so much growing up as a young kid and just being in love with the country and the military and just kind of where it's gone on the wayside, like it's something that I don't agree with, and like that's where I'm like, well, I don't know where to be at.
Amazing.
In that regard. But like I do love it, and I think that that's what it means, because like it's nothing, it's not emotional, I don't think, because something will come on and like all of a sudden I just feel this overwhelming pride of being an American and being here and seeing history and learning about it and seeing the world and what other people have to do and go through. And they come here to this great land and all this opportunity that we're so fortunate to have. And it's like, I'm holding on to it too much and I don't want it to be destroyed, but I just don't, at this point, there's nothing I can feel I can do about it just there, except for just feel or just embrace what is going on. And I, because I can't stop it. But well, I do love this country and what it means.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you responding to the beautiful question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor, and thanks for the American White History Moment.
Yes, thank you for everything you do, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Super, super.
Morning.
What's going on? I'm pressing. What? I'm pressing.
Him Diddy what? Says.
What'd you say, Nick? Let's do a replay.
Okay. Super, super.
Him Diddy says, my White History Month hero is Nikolai Tesla, or Nikola Tesla.
Amazing. Tesla. Thank you.
He's the guy who came up with electricity for us.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the White History Moment. He can't, and what else? What'd you say?
Across long distances, he made this thing called alternating current, whatever that is. And whereas Thomas Edison was all for direct current, whatever that is, you know, AC and DC.
Right.
But, yeah, and he was a Serbian-American great inventor. They say he was not a good businessman, but whatever.
Amazing. Thank you. Why history moment.
Thank you, Him Diddy.
Yeah.
The Hague Report gifted the cookie yesterday saying 07 salute. The 0 and 7 look like a salute.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's on Pilled.
The Hague Report.
Thank you, Hague. Yeah. That's on Pilled.net. Lori with a BQ answer.
Do you love America? How do you know?
I love beautiful America. And I know I love America because I'm truly grateful for the gift God gave me to be born here. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
The wild goat gave three coffees with no message.
Thank you, Wild Goat. Amazing.
Thanks again, Wild Goat.
Yeah.
Jermaine says, morning. Jesse, thanks for looking at your fingers.
Good morning. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe he just, maybe he saw that and was like, oh, kind of like a nice reminder to be aware or something. I don't know.
What happened? I put lotion on him and it's kind of greasy like. And so when I'm running to the studio, I'm trying to, you know, black people get ashy. So my hands get ashy. And so I have to put lotion on. So when I come in the studio, sometimes I'm just putting it on. And that's why I'm looking at him. Amazing. But thank you.
White people didn't know that we got ashy, but we get ashy too, but you can't really tell.
Right. It doesn't show.
We just get itchy.
Amazing.
Skin gets dry.
Well, we get itchy too, but it shows because the skin is black.
Right.
Well, amazing.
Walking Roscoe has been a member on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel for 11 months.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Happy White History Month. From here in Germany. Love y'all. By the way, what does the Great White Hope have to say?
Good question.
Double question mark.
I have to check.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
That's right. Amazing.
Very nice.
Nice.
Thank you, Walking Roscoe.
Yeah.
Half Black Tony, shout out America, American flag emoji.
Shout out to America. Happy White History Month and happy 250-year celebration of America, its birthday.
Aries One gifted the shades on pilled.net. No message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thanks as always.
Yep.
Brian R. BQ.
Do you love America? How do you know?
After visiting Turkey and Kazakhstan, I heart, meaning I love America because I'm thankful for the opportunities. My new citizen wife can see all the shortcomings, but America is about promise and improvement, not perfection and stagnation.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Nick LeBoy says it's not that people vote foreigners in. Our power-hungry government subverted Americans' voting power, diluting it with foreign immigration loyal to their agenda, not the American people.
What does that mean?
We made a whole bunch of anchor babies and anchor grandbabies and anchor great-grandbabies and anchor great-great-grandbabies by way of all this immigration stuff, and they're voting, too, diluting the real Americans.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Interesting. They're, appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been replaced.
Yeah.
Terrible. Thank you, sir. Let me double check on the buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jess with a BQ answer.
Do you love America? How do you know?
Jess says, yes. It's the greatest country on this side of heaven. And although we aren't perfect as a nation, I was born in the early 90s and I've seen us unite as a nation, and it's a force to be reckoned with. So I just couldn't imagine living anywhere else.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jess.
Yep.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Do you love America?
Just call me...
How do you know?
Just call me Stetson Jr. And I don't know if I love America. And I don't know if I don't know or something. I'm feeling the judgment from the chat, the live chat. Because I saw the live chat judging Stetson, your caller, from Washington or Idaho, wherever he is. So that's why I'm looking at the camera awkwardly.
And why were they judging him?
Because he paused when you asked, do you love America?
Right.
And that pause indicates lameness, to use a cleaner word than they used.
Oh, okay. And so you don't know if you love America or not? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, you heard me accurately.
And so you don't know if you love America?
Right.
And what does that mean, why you don't know if you do or not?
Because I'm not sure of I'm not sure of whether the things I feel and do and say are really from like real love.
Wow. Amazing.
Alas.
Oh, I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Nice.
An expert of the Jesse Peterson Show and the host of Derek said, "You're white, man." That's crazy, he says. My producer.
Well, it's partly, I'm white, and that's why my answer is kind of like that. Some whites, I'm of a, I think it's part of, not all whites are like this, of course. But there's many whites like this.
Crazy?
Yeah.
You love America, Nick. The anchor baby.
Yeah, I thought so.
What?
Why you say that? Thought.
What did you say?
I said, yeah, I thought so.
You thought you loved it?
Yeah.
So do you love it?
I mean, I still kind of think I do.
And why?
Because the reason is, my first reason was, I mean, it sounds kind of like a joke, but it's kind of serious that if I got deported, I wouldn't get mad at America. That was, you guys aren't laughing or reacting. Okay. That was kind of serious, though.
If you got deported, where? You were born here.
I know, but it's kind of a joke, right? Like, anchor baby, does he really belong? So if something were to happen, I wouldn't judge America. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. And so you say, yes, you do love America?
It seems, I think so.
And you love America because if you got deported, that's how you know.
I wouldn't hate him.
You wouldn't be mad if he were deported.
You know how you're supposed to love even if they don't, or something like that.
Amazing.
Love at a distance.
Okay.
Well, I put my two cents in on Sunday. That's interesting.
Why did he say he thought so, though?
I don't know.
I don't know if I have love.
You don't know if you have love?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You're supposed to be like all love all the time, if that's real.
And you don't, you're not love all the time?
I don't think so.
And why? Why not? Why do you not think so?
Do we have to talk about it?
You said it.
He doxed his confusion, I guess.
Oh. All right. No, you don't have to talk about it. You don't want to. Amazing. That is the biblical question. And I will put my little two cents on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And thank you all for your super chat. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Georgia and talk to Nick out of Georgia. Nick, you are on the air. Nick? No, Nick. 888-773-7773. Let me go to Mike out of Texas. Mike, you are on the air.
Yes.
Hold on a
minute. Yes.
Something wrong with the phone?
He's on speakerphone.
Tell Mike to get off the speakerphone and let me know. I'll come back to him. All right? I want to, in the meantime, before I go back to the phone, and because of time, I want to apparently down in Mississippi, M-I, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, I, humpback, humpback, I, there's a little trouble going on in the land. Jesse, there's trouble in the land. According to the New York Post, a body has been found in the Mississippi, in the waters after a Mississippi football player mysteriously disappeared while visiting a local island with friends on the 4th of July. Watch this, ABC News.
Authorities in Mississippi have located a body they believe likely belongs to a teen missing since the 4th of July. 18-year-old Nolan Wells was last seen on Horn Island Saturday. The Barrier Island is a popular vacation spot. The local sheriff's office says Wells was there with friends for the holiday when he was reported missing.
Yeah, as Stephanie, officials unfortunately say it appears we're dealing with a tragic ending in this case after beloved 18-year-old Nolan Wells disappeared July 4th after going on a boating trip with friends. Now, sadly, officials say a body matching the description of the 18-year-old was recovered about 8:45 this morning just off the shore of Horn Island, a popular holiday destination about 10 miles off the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Now, the teen and friends reportedly took a boat trip to the Barrier Island for the 4th of July holiday. He was last seen on Saturday at about 3 p.m. After he vanished, his family and friends making an emotional plea for help, flooding social media with pictures of the outing showing Wells and a group of friends on a boat. The 18-year-old seen holding what appears to be a hard or alcohol seltzer in his hand. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department, the Cajun Navy, and many volunteers spending much of the weekend searching for Wells. It remains unclear what exactly happened to him. Authorities say they are still working to figure out what exactly went wrong here as this community now grieves.
This sounds like a bad movie or something. It sounds like a movie. What the? And here's an image of the Mississippi teen and his friends. One black guy, three white friends. That's not good. No, I'm playing. I'm just joking. Amazing. Those are friends. Black people don't normally go boating, right? We don't know how to be on a boat. We end up falling off. I don't know what happened there, though.
When I was in high school, the best runner in our class, in our grade, in a competing school, he drowned at like a summer camp thing. His boat capsized or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Amazing. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he fell off the boat or what's going on. But it's amazing. And the incident has sparked a heated conversation regarding race. This is from HYPE Plus. Hype or HYPE
Plus? Oh, hype. I would say hype.
Plus. Okay.
Now, as mentioned, it is unclear as to what took place at the time, but many black users will take to social media and express the reaction and speculation to the news.
My mama always told me, if you the only birthday candle at the birthday party, you not there for the birthday party, you there to be depressing. Huh? Nolan Wells and this whole entire thing down there in Mississippi look fishy. One of the boys' mama is a judge down there. Don't nobody know what happened.
We have to stop putting our kids in these sporting events in these schools and these environments where they are the anomaly. We have to stop doing it. Okay, you want your child to have the best education, the best experiences, the best everything. Yes, but they also need to be around their own culture.
Black people have got to stop hanging out with groups of white people. You just can't trust white people anymore. Obviously, it happens time and time and time again.
And I'm sorry, but the whole, well, I thought he got on another boat, I didn't realize he was missing. Yeah, that's not sitting right with me, because what you mean you let your friend just get on a random ass fucking boat and everybody's in the comments like, oh well, we boat hop, this is normal. Nobody thought to go with them.
Yeah, he was taken out by those white boys. Because who the fuck else would have done it? Like,
so let me get this right. Nolan Wells, an 18-year-old kid, goes missing at Horn Lake, and all y'all want to talk about is how, oh man, you're the black kid, don't go out with nothing but whites. Y'all somehow turn this incident into a racism controversy yet again.
Amazing. How do they know what happened? How they having a conversation about it? They don't even know what happened at all. Back in a moment, hate news, not the fake news. To control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right? Or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. It is the 7th of July, A.D. 2026. Hang tight, callers. There's one line open, by the way. JLP should be right back, all right, in just a few minutes for hour two of Country and Western Tuesday. And we'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories, y'all. Hang tight, callers. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP coming soon. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, President Donald J. Trump joins world leaders, so-called, this week for a high-stakes NATO summit in Ankara, Turkey. Trump's growing criticism of NATO and his threats to reduce further American support continue to put a strain on that so-called alliance. While at the meeting, Trump is expected to signal he is willing to sell Turkey F-35 fighter jets, according to two U.S. officials, despite a congressional ban. Graham Plattner, they're going after poor Graham Plattner, a male, white-looking Democrat. Embarrassing, huh? Embarrassing to be a Democrat. What's embarrassing for the accusers, though, and for the people joining in on the accusations, there's a woman on Monday who said that Graham Plattner, Democrat nominee for the U.S. Senate in Maine, R-worded her, raped her, while he was heavily intoxicated nearly 5 years ago. An allegation that Graham Plattner denies. In an interview with Commie Nonsense Network, CNN's Jake Tapper, 41-year-old Jenny Racicot, R-A-C-I-C-O-T, said the so-called attack occurred, allegedly according to her, 2 years after they began casually dating. Huh. In an interview posted on X, Graham Plattner, denied the allegations and said he would take time to reflect on how to proceed with his campaign because there are a whole lot of skittish Democrats who, of course, began pulling endorsements after the so-called sexual assault allegation. How would he even know or remember if he were heavily drunk, if he even gets drunk? And she'd previously dated him. AP said that she said that he drunkenly forced her to have sex with him after she told him to stop, per a Politico report released Monday. And what a mess. What a mess. And U.S. support for Israel, according to AP, is slipping. It slips as Democrats grow more critical. An AP NORC, NORC poll finds, probably not NORC, after decades of reliable bipartisan, which usually means evil, backing for Israel, a new AP NORC poll reveals a dramatic erosion of support for longtime U.S. ally Israel, with rising opposition from Democrats and signs of division among Republicans. About one in three U.S. adults, including roughly half of Democrats, believe Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians during the war in Gaza. It's an accusation that's been leveled by some so-called human rights organizations, meaning communists, usually, right? And vehemently denied by Israel and the United States government. 58% of Democrats now say the U.S. is too supportive of Israelis, up from 45% in an AP NORC poll from January 2024, when Joe Biden, was in office, supposedly. That includes 51% of Jewish Democrats in the new poll say the U.S. is too supportive of Israel. Only about 2 in 10 Republicans say the U.S. is too supportive of Israelis, the Republicans under 45 more likely to say it. Thankfully, I'm going to turn 45 soon, if I make it. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today,
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy and timely, very timely. Do you love America? Do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? And how do you know? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, because we're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and we are heard around the world, so different time zone for different folks. And you just got to run. You wish you could sit and just watch it, listen and watch. You can podcast, and now it's been made possible. You can listen on your phone as it is happening, no matter where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And Tuesdays are always amazing because it is country and Western Tuesday, but not the only reason. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back, my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Whoop, whoop.
Amazing.
Who let the dogs out? That's Hassan's dog. What the? Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. It's not physical. It's spiritual. Life is spiritual and not physical. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Amazing, huh? Nick, I want to play that soundbite over again because we ran out of time. And about this, according to the New York Post, the body of has been found in the water after a Mississippi football player was mysteriously disappeared while visiting a local island with friends on the 4th of July. Why, ABC News.
Authorities in Mississippi have located a body they believe likely belongs to a teen missing since the 4th of July. 18-year-old Nolan Wells was last seen on Horn Island Saturday. The Barrier Island is a popular vacation spot. The local sheriff's office says Wells was there with friends for the holiday when he was reported missing.
Yeah, Stephanie, officials unfortunately say it appears we're dealing with a tragic ending in this case after beloved 18-year-old Nolan Wells disappeared July 4th after going on a boating trip with friends. Now, sadly, officials say a body matching the description of the 18-year-old was recovered about 8:45 this morning just off the shore of Horn Island, a popular holiday destination about 10 miles off the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Now, the teen and friends reportedly took a boat trip to the Barrier Island for the 4th of July holiday. He was last seen on Saturday at about 3 p.m. After he vanished, his family and friends making an emotional plea for help, flooding social media with pictures of the outing showing Wells and a group of friends on a boat. The 18-year-old seen holding what appears to be a hard or alcohol seltzer in his hand. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department, the Cajun Navy, and many volunteers spending much of the weekend searching for Wells. It remains unclear what exactly happened to him. Authorities say they are still working to figure out what exactly went wrong here as his community now grieves.
Amazing. And here is from X, an image of the Mississippi teen and his friends. They all out on the boat, according to this report. Amazing, from X. Now, I want to play the response to this incident. And according to the report from ABC News, so far, no one see, at least other than the people on the boat, I guess, no one know what really happened. They are investigating. It seems that no one really knows what happened so far. It's all speculation. But what I want you to pay attention to, the people who are, according to Hype Plus, I want you to pay attention to the people who are responding and what they're saying about this incident. But first, as far as I know, no one knows what happened yet. Except, and I don't know if even the guys that were on the boat with this boy know what happened. I'm not sure if they even know. They may or may not. I don't know. But I want you to listen to the people responding about this incident. As far as I know, they were not there. As far as I know, no one that was on the boat has told them what really happened, even if they even know. But these people are responding about something they have no clue about. Whatever happened to, I don't know. Whatever happened to, let's wait and see. When did we get to a point in society here in America where we respond to something that we really don't know about at all? But you got answers to things that you have no clue. Zero clue about. How did that happen in America? Whatever happened to the good old days? Oh, I don't know. I wasn't there. I have no idea what really happened. That's gone now. How do you make a decision and a conversation about something you have no clue? And you think that your decision is true. So I want you to listen to the responses to this incident, according to this story. From Hype Plus, the incident has sparked a heated conversation. How? Regarding race. How do you have a conversation about something you know nothing about? It's like talking about Christ. It's like talking about God, and you have no idea about God. Zero. Zero. But this is even worse. You have no idea about what happened so far. but it sparks a heated conversation regarding race. And many of the users point out that Wells appeared to be the only black person in his group of friends. Watching some hype plus.
Now, as mentioned, it is unclear as to what took place at the time, but many black users will take to social media and express the reaction and speculation to the news.
My mama always told me, if you the only birthday candle at the birthday party, you not there for the birthday party, you there to be depressing. Huh? Nolan Wells and this whole entire thing down there in Mississippi look fishy. One of the boys' mama is a judge down there. Don't nobody know what happened.
We have to stop putting our kids in these sporting events, in these schools, in these environments where they are the anomaly. We have to stop doing it, okay? You want your child to have the best education, the best experiences, the best everything. Yes, but they also need to be around their own culture.
Black people have got to stop hanging out with groups of white people. You just can't trust white people anymore. Obviously, it happens time and time and time again.
And I'm sorry, but the whole, well, I thought he got on another boat, I didn't realize he was missing. Yeah, that's not sitting right with me, because what do you mean you let your friend just get on a random ass fucking boat? And everybody's in the comments like, oh, well, we boat hop. This is normal. This is normal. Nobody thought to go with him.
Yeah, he was taken out by those white boys. Because who the fuck else would have done it? Like.
So let me get this right. Nolan Wells, an 18-year-old kid, goes missing at Horn Lake. And all y'all want to talk about is how, oh, man, you're the black kid. Don't go out with nothing but whites. Y'all somehow turned this incident into a racism controversy yet again.
Amazing. I really want you to pay attention, be conscious, be present, so you can learn from human nature and about human nature. Human beings are wicked. There's no love in human nature, period. Really. It is the nature of the devil. They are making these comments about this incident as though they were there. Or they somehow or another, somebody, the person or people who were there told them what happened. How come that happened to you? Think about that. You're saying things that you have no idea about. There are two sides to every story. But something in your nature makes you want to go online and comment on, and you have no idea. It's like it reminds me of not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. And you think you know, and you start predicting what tomorrow is going to bring, what's going to happen. It's like trying to you're predicting the outcome of something. You don't even know what the outcome is going to be. And then you worry. Not even knowing what's going to happen, you already worried. I didn't even hear this type of outcry when remember that black guy in Texas who was at the track meet or something, and he was accused of stabbing and killing a white boy. These people didn't come and say anything about that I'm aware of. Or Camilla Anthony, who was accused of stabbing Metcalf, Austin. But the higher point, the most important point I really want to make, because I want to encourage you, do what you want, of course. You really need to know yourself, know thyself, so you can see what's going on in yourself and a change will come for the good. These people don't know what happened, and yet they're having a conversation about it online. Human nature. It's a jungle out there, huh? And you're afraid in the jungle. And the reason you're afraid because you don't have a light to show you or guide you through the darkness. And so you're afraid. If you had the light, you wouldn't be afraid. If you had the light, you would wait and see. If you had the light, you wouldn't be judging yourself or anyone else. You would have love. you would love your neighbor as yourself. You would love your enemy as yourself. You would do unto others as you would want it done unto you. But one person just come out and say something, and then there it goes. It's a whole debate. And you argue as though you know what you're talking about. Think about how deceiving the imagination is. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. But you think they're true. How you have a conversation you don't know what happened? You make a judgment. Amazing stuff. And every fallen human being is that way until you start to overcome. Everyone is that way. Because all who are born of the woman must be born of the Spirit of the Father. Otherwise, you're in darkness, and you're calling darkness the light. Woe unto the person who calls good evil and evil good. Preston is out of South Carolina. Preston, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, it's an honor. And I just want to say I love America and the great white hope.
Amazing. And how do you know you love America?
Because I retired out of the military, out of the Army. I've been to 9 different countries in the Army. I fought in Operation Iraqi Freedom. I've seen how all these other countries are. And it doesn't compare. I'm a business owner. I'm married, got children. And even in these other countries, like back in 2006 when I deployed overseas, even like Germany and stuff, it was like a police state. And we don't have that here. A lot of people think we do, but we don't.
Amazing.
And the freedoms that we have now, you will never see in any other country.
Amazing.
And Hake had a little bit of hesitation. But hey, if you experienced other countries, you would kiss the ground that you walk on today. You really would. And Jesse,
let me just say, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Go ahead.
I can't wait to hear that.
All right.
I got to ask you. You told me last. This is the second time I called. Last time you told me I have to go and forgive my father. Or my dad. And you see, he lives in a different state, but I do say out loud, I tell God, did I forgive him? Does that count?
Did you can't FaceTime with him or anything?
I can't FaceTime. He's kind of older. He doesn't really do that. I can call him.
Can you call
him? I can't get him on the phone. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I'll call him on the phone. I had that conversation with him. Why have you done that already since we spoke last stop?
Well, I do the silent prayer multiple times a day, as many times as I can. And I try to do it up to an hour. And, you know, sometimes, and I really learned to stay in the present moment, even outside of the silent prayer. So it's like any thoughts that come into me about the past or the future, I cast them down immediately. I just stay in the present. And that's really been able to teach me how to see the wickedness in other people and how they react to what's going on. It's like people love to live in the past or the future, and they act out and get so angry. And I've dropped my anger completely. Like,
but why have you called your father already and forgave him?
You know, I was wanting to do it in person. I do go up and see him once a year. I was wanting to do it in person. But I was wanting to ask you this, too, because do I have to have his reaction, or could I just tell God I forgive him? Do I need to have his reaction?
God said, if you hold anything against anyone, go to them and forgive them, and then I will forgive you when you forgive them. Okay. Don't ask for forgiveness, but forgive them. Now, if your parents were dead or something, it's a different story. Or if you just simply can't get to them by phone or any kind of way, they don't want to talk to you or anything, then that's different too. But why you don't want, why is it that you don't want to call him at least? You appear not to want to.
Man, it's not that I don't want to. It actually is kind of like I don't want to. Man, I don't know. There's something in me that is kind of, you know, because hearing his reaction, I know my dad. He was a high school baseball coach. He was like the Bobby Knight of high school baseball coach. He gets angry. He's mad. He's like a, you know what I mean? He's very loud, very aggressive kind of.
How old is he now?
He's 65, I think. Okay. I believe 65.
All right. And why you don't want to call him?
It's just because I've been afraid of him my whole life, the way he raised me. He was such a strict parent. But I also felt like I have forgiven him by telling God I have. But I was wanting to ask you that. That's why I'm glad I got through today. If I do need to face him, I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm going to face him.
But why? So you're afraid to face him because of the way he raised you?
Yeah, he was very strict. I know what the outcome is going to be. I know how he's going to act. He's got a bit of a short fuse. He has a lot of ego, big time.
But how do you know what's going to happen before it happens?
I don't know what's going to happen, but...
But you said you just, do know guess, what's going to happen. Why did you say you know what's going to happen? Well, you don't know what's going to happen.
Judging by past experience,
but how do you
know who he is.
Just because something happened yesterday, that doesn't mean it's going to happen today.
You're right. But... Yeah, you're right. And I'm going to face him now. I was wanting to.
But the reality, it sounds like the real reason I want to face him is because you're afraid of him.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly right.
And is there love and fear?
No, there isn't.
How will you overcome fear if you don't face it?
Oh, man, that is so good, man. That is great.
No, that was a question.
You're right. I won't be able to unless I face it.
And so why are you running from something that you need to face and forgive?
I'm not going to. I don't know. I guess I was looking for an excuse, but you know what? I'm going to face it. I'm going to do it today.
And then who is looking for the excuse not to forgive?
Me. I am.
And who are you?
I learned that I think I'm nothing but a spirit occupying this body.
But why do you call that you?
I call it me because I've learned to cast down
all imagination. You said you are afraid. If you are afraid and then you haven't done it because you are afraid, how are you casting down all imagination?
Because when it comes to me, I'll throw it out of my mind. I'll bring myself back to the present moment.
I know, but when you realize you need to go and forgive your father, the devil told you, oh, you know how he is. Remember how he raised you. He's going to be mad. He's going to yell. And so you better just tell God you forgive, but don't go to your father. Why you didn't cast those thoughts down?
I did, every time.
But you haven't gone to your father.
That's right. But I'll that's right, because I was wanting to ask you.
And so why do you think that you've cast down those thoughts and not gone to your father? If you cast those thoughts down, you would have already gone to your father. What do you mean? How are you casting down thoughts? What do you mean by that?
I bring myself back to the present moment. When them thoughts come, I let it go.
By doing what? How
myself,
do you let them
all
go?
All thoughts are all lies. I tell myself all thoughts are all lies.
Okay, but don't identify with them. Don't do anything but be aware of them, but don't call them you.
Okay,
but do you
that.
See that you have not cast down the thought about faith in your father? You have fear. You believe that. You haven't gone to him. You're trying to do it without having to face him.
Yes, right. So since I have fear, that means I haven't dropped. That means I really haven't. Okay, I got you now. I get it, man. That means I still have fear. That means I'm not all love from God. I haven't really fully returned back
right
to my Heavenly Father because I still have that fear.
And you believe the fear is real.
That is unbelievable. I'm going to do that today.
And however he reacts, that's on him. It has nothing to do with you. That's happening inside of him. His reaction is in him, and you're not responsible for it. No one is responsible for it but him, and it's real cold in the studio. But the fear is, don't worry about his reaction. You still forgive him, and then your courage will come back. You will overcome fear by facing him and not judging him.
Okay. I'm going to do that today. And I thank you so much, man. That's really what I needed. And you're right. I didn't see that. I didn't realize that.
Did you forgive your mother?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that yet either.
What the? How you doing
because,
all
man,
this casting down then? And you still afraid of everybody?
But I didn't realize I still had that fear until you just made me realize that.
Because
I tell God.
Go ahead.
Because I tell God that I forgive my father, my dad, my mother, and then I do the silent prayer every day.
But you're lying to God.
Oh,
what do you think of God? You tell the guy you forgive your parent. He told you to go and forgive them. You have not done that. And you're telling God, in your mind, you're telling God you forgive your parents without doing what he told you to do to forgive. You lying to God.
I did not realize that. God, I am sorry. And I'm going to fix that today.
Don't you see you're lying to God? You have not forgiven them.
I didn't realize I still had that fear in me until you just made me realize that, and you're absolutely right.
Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Because for the same reason. I thought me telling God it dropped. I thought, you know, me saying, hey, God, I forgive my mother, my dad for how they raised me, for how they did not lead me back to you. I forgive them.
No, and that's not forgiving, buddy. Forgiveness is when you realize you have hatred in your heart. You're angry, resentful, and emotional. That's the proof you have anger, and you judge. And you realize you're wrong for judging, for being angry. And then you go forgive. That's what forgiveness is.
Okay. But see, I thought I dropped all that. Like, I don't...
If you dropped it, Preston, why haven't you gone and forgiven your parents then? Why did you even think you have forgiven, you're afraid of them? Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
Because, like, I thought I had dropped it all.
Why haven't you gone to her?
For the same reason, fear, and that I did not realize I had. And now I realize I haven't fully returned to God. Because I was wanting to ask you about the silent prayer. I feel like sometimes in the silent prayer, I can really get to some deep places. But sometimes I feel like I'm just staring at the light. You know what I mean? And I guess that's because I haven't went and forgave. Actually.
And when you're doing the silent prayer, you're not trying to get to anywhere. You just want to relax and be aware of the thoughts and let the light handle it. You're not trying to get anywhere. You're not trying. The whole reason you want to do the silent prayer is to let go, be aware, and be helpless to the fear by not trying to, to the thoughts, by not trying to change them, but to just see them. And the light that allows you to see them would also cause you to overcome them. Can you hold for a minute, Preston?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right, I'm going to get you all your calls. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Happy White History Month. July is White History. Amazing song. I do shout outs for you. Happy White History shout outs. Birthday shout outs. Happy 250-year American shout out. Encouragement shout outs, congratulations shout out, whatever the shout out is, whatever it is, happy divorce shout out, happy engagement shout out, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, or shout out dot. Shoutout.fans, F-A-N-S. Shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? And we have the best counseling service. Be patient when you try to get an appointment because it is busy. And so sometimes you have to wait a minute, but they'll get to you as soon as, if somebody cancel or reschedule, they'll put you next in line. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. Well, not walk-in, but in-house, in person. Amazing, huh? Shout us a best counseling service on. You may only need one, two, at best, sessions. And most people are like, I just want to do a follow-up anyway, let you know I'm doing. Or I may have some other question. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411 to set up an appointment. And thank you all for your support as well. Don't forget to like these videos. I want to go back to Preston up out of South Carolina. Preston. So, hey, Preston.
Hey, I got a question. If I go and forgive my mother, will I be able to not hate being around my wife all the time? Because I hate it.
You hate being around your wife?
Yes, I hate it.
Why?
Because she's very emotional. She cries a lot. She fights with her mother a lot and then brings it back home. And I've learned to let go of everything. I try to teach it to her, but she won't do it.
You can't teach it to someone. They have to want it, and the father would show it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, we come from two totally different backgrounds. She comes from like a hardcore Catholic matriarch family. Her mother ran everything, and now she thinks she has to run everything.
Why did you marry her?
Because we had a baby together, and, you know, I thought it was the right thing to do.
Oh, what a mess.
Hell. Yeah.
How long
I stayed
you
myself
married?
Most of the time. I've been with her for 8 years, only been married for three.
Oh. And so you try to avoid her now as much as possible?
As much as possible, yeah. Stay myself or with my daughter. It's hell. Like, even if we're not fighting, there's something in me that repels myself away from her. Like, we haven't slept in the same bed in almost 2 years. We sleep in two different rooms.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Does she know you hate her?
She knows.
You told her?
Yes.
Well,
I don't tell her I hate her. I tell her I hate her presence. And it's like I feel something in me whenever I'm around her, man. It's not good.
Yeah. All right.
Because she's angry. She's an angry person.
Yeah. But let me finish this thing about the silent prayer first, and then I want to come to that. Number one is that when you do the silent prayer, you just relax, close your eyes, relax, and just become aware of the thoughts right there, right in front of your eyes. And be aware of the thoughts. If you get a bunch of them, just be aware. Just watch them. Do nothing about it. Don't try to get deep into anything. Don't put any effort into it. You want to completely let go and let the light fight your battle for you. If you get no thoughts, just be aware of no thoughts. Or if you get one or two, just be aware, but do nothing about them. And during the day, same thing. When you're out and about, be present. If you're caught up in your thoughts, just become aware of where you are and what you're doing, all right? You want to completely let go.
Okay.
You don't want to try to make anything happen, because of ourselves, we can do nothing. We literally know nothing or can do nothing. You just want to relax and wait on the Father, and He will do it for you.
Will the silent prayer, does it work if I haven't forgiven my mother and my father yet? Mother and my dad yet?
I don't know what you mean by work, but it does. If you let go, you will see what's going on inside of your mind, in your thoughts. And seeing it would change it. Just relax and don't put any effort into it.
Okay. Yes, sir, I will.
And then number two is you're married to your mother. Your father had the same problem with your mother as you're having with your wife. You married your mama. All men marry what they hate.
Yep.
And all women marry who they hate. They hate their weak fathers and things like that. And so go and forgive your mother not because I said it, because you need to see for yourself that you do have this anger, this fear, and you need to forgive so that God can forgive you. And then everything would change in the way that you deal with your wife, meaning that it doesn't mean you got to go back and sleep with her and all that stuff. But you won't resent her because you see clearly that the same spirit that's been driving you is driving her. She is not in control of herself as you are not in control of yourself. None of us are in control of ourselves at all. But the devil lied to us to make us think that we are, and we are not. So your wife cannot help herself because she hates her mother. She hates her father. She has no love.
Yeah.
And so you won't judge it. And there's nothing wrong with you sleeping in a separate room and so that you can work on yourself to overcome this. But you stop judging your wife. You will understand. You won't put up with the crap. You won't let her dump all her mess on you. It's just that you won't resent her anymore because you will have understanding.
Man. Yeah, that is brilliant. And I had a little bit of fear calling in today for something about like waiting on hold, knowing I'm about to talk to you. Is like I had that nervous feeling.
And
the thing, you know,
when that happens about anything, just be aware of it. Don't run from it. Don't try to deny it. Don't run from it. Don't cover it up. Just be aware, and you will see what's going on. But it's the light of God that is allowing you to see that. And if you just relax in it and don't blame anything or anyone on the outside for the way you're feeling, you're going to see that it's not you. It is evil. And it's the devil, his little demons, and the Father will take care of it. He will take it away from you if you let him fight your battle for you.
Okay.
and you let him fight it for you by not doing anything about it. Don't blame anyone. Just watch it.
Okay.
You know,
man, thank you so much.
Make up your mind. I'm finally going to stop using anything or anyone to get away from this. I'm going to just watch and see what happens.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
But you got to raise your parents.
I'm going to do that today, both of them.
And again,
and then I'm going to call you back in a week or two.
Okay. And again, however they react, whether they blame you or they blame each other or they blame somebody else, don't get mad at them. Let them react the way they want to. That's happening inside of them and not you. It's on them. Let people live the way they want to live, but just don't judge them.
Yes, sir, I will. I will. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you. It's an honor.
Will you stay with it? Stay with it. Stay with it.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you, Jesse. I'll call back soon.
All right, buddy. I wish you well, Preston.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
888-775-3773. Let me go to, let's go to Illinois and talk to Dennis out of Illinois. Dennis, you are on the air.
My beloved Jesse Peterson, how are you, my friend?
All this well, Dennis. Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
That's Bluetooth. What do you call it? I don't even know what to call it, but why can't you hear me okay?
Are you on a speakerphone or something? Hold on, Dennis. Derek, don't hang up, Dennis. Work with Dennis, Derek, and make sure he get off whatever he's on, unless he have to be on it or something. He may be deaf. Amazing. Let me know, and I'll come back to him. Let's do Super Chats right now. Super, super.
Super Chats.
Super.
Half Black Tony says, all thoughts are all lies all the time.
About anything. That is so, you have no idea. The depths of the lies of the imagination. The imagination is evil. It is the devil and his demons. And there are so many of them inside of you. Wait until you start to really, really, truly try to overcome them. There was a young lady at the meeting on Sunday, my daughter, if I had one, and she mentioned how she's so afraid or something, like she's going through this stuff and is afraid and she want to holler or something and not do it. That is the depths of how deep these demons are inside of you. And you're not going to know it until you really become aware of what's going on. And you can if you stay with it. The light will make you see, and you will never blame anyone else ever again for what you think and feel. You're going to see that you have truly and are being controlled by evil. Evil does exist. Evil is real. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Half Black Tony.
Yeah.
I love being crazy, 773 says, in all caps, you're funny, don't go bald. And then he says, wait.
Okay.
It's chaotic, surreal Gen Z humor.
Amazing.
I had to ask the AI.
Oh.
And find out.
Okay, because I never heard it before. Amazing.
It's something that people say a lot. It's a trend.
What amazing.
Thank you.
Who is that half black?
I love being crazy.
Oh, I love being crazy. Thank you, I love being crazy.
The Wild Goat bought 3 more coffees. No
thank
message.
You, the Wild Goat. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. So somebody comment on the fact that you don't know if you love America or not.
Yeah.
And you say?
I say, I've been to other countries.
You
and
have.
I didn't kiss the ground, but I don't go south of the border. I'll tell you that much. Some of you guys like to go to Cancun and Tijuana and other places. No thanks.
I wouldn't go down there now, but I used to love going to Cancun.
Yeah, ever since, like, after high school, I was hearing stories like, yeah. Oh, they're averaging a body a day.
Right.
And then my sister's associate at work, he got kidnapped and murdered.
Wow.
At a club down there.
Yeah, all of a sudden it got really dangerous down in Cancun. Mm. It used to be
well,
like,
I'm not just talking about Cancun, but Mexico.
Mexico here, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they robbed you along the way and pretend to be the police, according to the report.
Even the police are not as
and it, right, the police be trying arrows. To see if you have money. But, and I used to love going down to El Salvador and visit San Salvador. It's beautiful, too. But not anymore. It's too scary. Amazing. So, but you do love America or you don't love America?
I love it here. I love it here. I'm not thinking, oh, some other place is better. I'm not one of those people. I'm just saying, you know, I'm one of these Christians that doesn't know what love is.
I want to know what love is. Okay. So I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Cool.
Amazing.
Hopefully.
And thank you all for the super chats, too. Let me go back to Dennis out of Illinois. Hey, Dennis, let's try it again.
Yeah, can you hear me better?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jesse. Let me tell you, I've been listening to you for many, many, many years. I was born in 1943.
Wow.
And I will tell you this. As I grew up, I could tell you for a fact everything you have said about the black culture, about what happened before they were able to do the things, all the Jim Crow, all this nonsense. You are absolutely spot on, because when I was growing up, I never had a problem with any of my black friends, white friends, anybody.
Yeah.
And the black kids that I played with, like I played with the white kids, and actually got to meet the parents of these kids, and you know, people were actually married and happily married, it was a whole different life back then. I don't know why I was there. I don't know what went on. You were
right.
What's the problem? Are people trying to tell us what we know is true and it's not true? That marriage really isn't important? A kid having a mother and a father, that's not important?
That's
my
right,
goodness.
Man.
What's wrong with these people?
You know, Spencer Pratt made a very good point in his video about they erase history so that you don't remember history, and then they create a false new history, and you think that that's real. That's what has happened to the blacks and the whites together and everything. They have truly changed history.
Jesse, I'm getting bugs. I put pictures like you right here at the kitchen table. We're having coffee. Can I tell you one thing real quick?
Okay.
Okay, I was a sophomore in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and I went to high school, public high school. This is a true story, and I know you'll believe me. Every morning, the principal would read from Scripture. We'd say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
We'd all bow our heads and pray every single morning. This was at a public school in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and I'm telling you, I was there, so God is my witness. That's a fact.
Absolutely. Hey, did you know that when we were in high school, we were in school, that when we first, before we start the class, we had to pray, and then we pledged allegiance to the flag every morning.
Yep.
They had a flag pole outside. We had to.
Yep.
Did y'all
Jesse,
do that?
I think you said it's going to be.
Did you do that, hey, in school?
I didn't. We didn't pray, but we did pledge allegiance inside the classroom.
I even remember when I first started the first grade, because at that time you didn't go to school until the first grade. And I remember Miss Denard, my first teacher I ever had. She would come in class when she wasn't already there. She would make sure we do a prayer first. We pledge allegiance to the flag, then we start the class.
That's
amazing, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, even my family, I don't think they believe me. I really don't think they do.
Right, because they have a false history now.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing? So what now?
You're amazing, Jesse.
Amazing. Well, Dennis, happy white history month. And I really, really appreciate you telling the people how it was in the good old days. You're absolutely right. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. Oh, bless your heart, Dad. I appreciate you. I'll be listening to you forever.
Right on.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I'm telling you, where are the older people anyway? They the one need to be out there telling people about the good old days. Because these race hustlers are not going to tell you. What are you saying, hey? They're trying to force you.
You mentioned that you started going to school in first grade.
Yeah, you didn't have to. You didn't go to school until you were 6 years old.
See, it never made sense to me that we had to go to a whole kindergarten class, and that wasn't called first grade. How come first grade is your second year in school?
Money making.
Yeah, and then I was also sent to preschool, but at least it wasn't preschool by the government. They're trying to push, the government's trying to push kindergarten, preschool. They're even trying to push daycare.
They want to put you in school the moment you pop out of mama's womb. It's for the money.
Sick.
Nick, did you know that we didn't have to, there was no school until you were 6 years old?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I went to kindergarten. It's funny hearing James say that, though, because I remember judging my cousin. I don't even know why I judged him. He was young and he went to preschool. I'm like, why are you going to preschool? I don't even know why I did that. I was like barely older than him.
I know.
But yeah, I had kindergarten and all that.
We didn't have school did not start until you were first grade.
It makes sense. It's called first grade. Duh.
Right.
You mean grade one?
If you're Canadian.
That's Canadian.
Grade one?
Yeah, they call it grade
at
eight.
6 years old. Isn't that amazing? Now, as soon as you had to pop out of your mama's womb, they're at the hospital waiting for you to take you to school. It's all about the money. About the money. It's not about you.
And exploit brainwashing.
Yeah.
Control.
100%. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Lucas out of Los Angeles. Lucas, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, sir. How are you? Happy White History Month.
Yes, happy White History Month.
Amazing, huh? Well,
yep, it is amazing. I've been telling everybody. For sure.
Let me ask. I know you called about something else, but let me ask. Do you love America?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you know?
How do I know I love America? Because I don't. Even though I know, you know, there's people probably walking around that aren't citizens, you know, but I believe I always just see and I look at everybody like, you know, whether they say they don't or not, because they know not what they do, that they love America. They're in America. Whether they know they don't love America or not, I can tell that.
We're in America. How do you know you love America?
I know I love America because I love the people, everyone that I see. Everyone that I see, and I feel, I know that that it's going to work. I know that we're all working together. At least, maybe my neighborhood. Maybe it's just my neighborhood. I don't know.
Amazing. Hold up for me, Lucas. I know you called about something else. Let me take a break. The hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Belgium whooped America in the World Cup in the round of 16, whatever that is, matchup. After days of anticipation and debate, Belgium was all skittish and scared. He's scared. They're scared because America got their man back after Trump made that phone call to undo that red card suspension on that player who stepped on that guy's ankle. If you were watching American Anchor, baby, you saw that gruesome footage. But the guy was fine, I think. And but the Belgium spanked him. Belgium won 4-1. And Team USA lost 1-4. And by the way, how many innings did that take? That's a decisive loss. Anyway, the game had been clouded by controversy following FIFA's decision to suspend Fulleran Balogun's one-game ban after that ridiculous red card in the previous round. Belgium will now face Spain in the quarterfinals. Whatever. The World Cup is happening in America and in Mexico and elsewhere. So shout out. Nice. And maybe Canada, maybe? I don't know. Don't quote me on that. War with Iran. A tanker was reportedly struck by an unknown projectile while sailing near the Strait of Hormuz on Monday, according to the UK Maritime Trade Operations. Citing an unnamed U.S. official, the Wall Street Journal, the Rhino outlet, by the way. Shout out, though. Reputable, but Rhino. Report... disreputable in some cases, though. They tried to take down PewDiePie. I shake my head. Anyway, reported that Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps had fired at two commercial ships near the strait. And Microsoft making cuts. Microsoft says they're eliminating about 4,800 jobs, about 2.1% of the company's global, eat that flat earthers, workforce, with its Xbox gaming unit. I don't know. Microsoft did Xbox? Anyway, among the hardest hit, okay? The job cuts come as Microsoft faces pressure to establish itself as a major player in artificial intelligence, while companies like Anthropic and OpenAI are increasingly tailoring their AI tools for business use and productivity. Cuba hit with a nationwide blackout on Monday. Did America do this to them? Or did these commies do it to themselves? You know, because they're communists, kind of, I think. And they don't know how to run anything. Run it into the ground. But I don't know. On Monday, amid an ongoing energy crisis, Cuba's energy ministry said the island's electrical grid suffered a total collapse. Cuba has experienced several, or at least a few, but probably several, nationwide blackouts over the past few years. But the country's power crisis worsened after the United States forced Cuba's main oil suppliers to stop shipments. And there was an explosion near Macron's Damascus hotel over in Syria. French president met with his Syrian counterpart, and an explosion went off near the Four Seasons Hotel in Damascus. Cool name, huh? Biblical name, not American. In Syria earlier today, where the French minister, prime minister, president, whatever he is, president, Emmanuel Macron had spent the night ahead of a meeting with his Syrian counterpart, per French and Syrian media. Macron was unharmed and already at the presidential palace when the explosions, multiple explosions, I guess. First, they said one, now they said multiple, occurred. The Elysee Palace stated in a statement, and pardon me, probably butchering the name. Terrible. There is a super El Nino, or is it super El Nino? Could be worse than anticipated. Tropical Pacific Ocean, whatever thing, could reach the upper echelon of intensity. Storm or something like that? I don't know. By the time the weather cycle peaks in the late fall to early winter, making this event one of the strongest since the 1950s. And they're probably going to blame human-caused global warming and introduce globalist socialism, communism for a false solution. But anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all, and happy White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, amazing biblical question, do you love America? Do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America and how do you know? Everybody kind of tripping out when Hate said he didn't know if he loved America or not. He doesn't know what love is. Everybody was like, what the? Y'all can ask Hake about that on his show today at 9 a.m. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen. No matter where you are and what you're doing, on your phone, it's been made possible. On your phone. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And Tuesdays always remind me of Country and Western Tuesday.
Oh. All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. What now? I love that song. That is an amazing song. Thank you, Pete, from Alaska. It will forever be one of the most amazing songs on the planet. Amazing. Before I go back to Lucas, I want to make, I got to thank our friend, a friend of mine, a friend of the show, a friend of the workers here at Bond, Justice. She sent us and me for my birthday and for White History Month gifts that was mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. And it was, Justice, thank you. Everybody appreciate it. Thank you so much, Justice, for the amazing birthday gifts and the amazing White History Month gift and May the 4th of July. I really, really do appreciate it. And one of the things that was in that was peanuts on Nick, can you get me the peanuts that you didn't know existed? You bring one to be sure of them?
Yeah.
You don't bring the bag, just bring one or two of them. Nick, we shared the peanuts with Nick in the shells. Not the whole bag, just yeah. Peanut in the shell. You peel it open and you eat it. Nick had never seen peanuts in a shell. Am I right, Nick?
I'm being doxxed. I've seen them in, like, cartoons or, like, on TV.
But you had not seen them in person.
I hadn't peeled one in my hands, no.
Isn't that amazing? I'm like, how do you be on Earth and haven't seen a peanut?
I mean, I've seen peanuts, and I have peanut butter. I had an inkling that they came in that shell thing, but I never held one in my hands.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? When he first said it.
I actually had to look up how they grew, too, because after looking at it for a while, looking at it in my hand, I'm like, how does this thing grow? Like,
really?
So, yeah, it grows in the ground.
You had to look it up on AI?
Yeah, it grows in the ground.
Yes,
like
it does.
Like most crops and plants, yep. Of course. But, yeah, it grows. It's like a... It's got, like, leafy greens above ground.
Yes.
And then it's just strings. And then at the end of the strings, it's like a bunch of those things peanuts. Under the ground.
Those
in the dirt.
Yep. We used to grow peanuts, and then we had to go shake them and pull them up. Pull them up and shake the dirt off and put them in bags and take them home. Amazing, huh? Nick had never seen a peanut in person. Amazing. Thank you, Justice. Amazing gift. A whole bunch of stuff. It was amazing.
Like this?
It felt like, yeah, that's how I do it.
So they don't come just like as peanuts already?
No, you have to, right. You plant them, and then you pull them up, like what you're showing there, and you shake the dirt off.
Yeah.
So they're underground.
Amazing.
And then you have some good old peanuts. Peanut butter. I love peanut butter. He black. Jimmy Carter was known as a peanut farmer or something like that.
Yeah. I think he's famously quoted as saying something like, my peanuts went sour, I heard.
Amazing. Thank you, Justice, for everything, a bunch of stuff. I appreciate it. Let me go back to Lucas out of Los Angeles. Lucas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse. I just want to give you a couple quick stories on the past month because I went to some watch parties for the World Cup. So
oh, okay.
Watch party because I saw your, I watched, you know, I rewatched your show yesterday and saw that you were talking about, you know, what was going on with the World Cup after Mexico lost and everything. And so I was there at the one with, Mexico and Korea. I went to a watch party in LA, a place, and they have take over like a park, not take over, but you know they rent out that it's all legal and everything. They have like food trucks, and that first one, Mexico and Korea. So I wore my MAGA hat and a Korea, like a pro Korea shirt, and the Mexican fans were already off the rails. I got stuff thrown at me, but the Korean fans were like really like helping me out. They were defending me.
Wow! And, so you went to the party, and then you
It was like in a park. Yeah.
And you went to the Mexican side.
No, it was all mixed up. It was Koreans and Mexico. Yeah, this was like 4 weeks ago, maybe or three.
And they threw things at you.
Yeah, because of my MAGA hat. And I was even telling them, like, you're not even watching the game. You guys don't care about Mexico. Like, you guys aren't even watching the game. And the Koreans were defending me though, and like protecting me. And one of the cops, I told the cops, I'm like, people are following me, and they're like, well, I mean, the hat. The cop literally said, well, the hat. I'm like, okay, well, they're following me. I was like, they're following me, but like, if you can have my back. Yeah, it was crazy. But the funniest thing though is that I just walked in, and there was no checking of IDs or anything, and there was people with coolers with just alcohol and beer and stuff. So I feel like there's a bunch of kids there. And if you see what happened, well, that night, somebody got shot, and then people got beat up that night. That was weeks ago. But then recently...
And where was this?
This was in L.A. Okay. I would say around like Whittier area, Whittier Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. But, I saw that on the local news, too, and we played it.
But it's been happening. So that's where they kind of hang out. And then another thing happened recently with the Mexico fans. That's why I'm just glad that Mexico lost and they're out of the World Cup, because otherwise it wouldn't stop. It won't stop because they don't mess around. So I went to this one spot after we went to a bar this time, but then we went, my friend was like, oh, they're having a gathering. As in gathering, they were doing like skirts around like they took over like a whole intersection, and the cops were like just looking at it. And they were shooting off fireworks. And then every truck that came by, there was a bunch of young Mexican kids. It was young Mexican kids just shaking the car, shaking the truck and stuff. Wow. And, it was havoc, you know? And, but the cops weren't doing anything. And then finally, I went over there to see like what's going on over there. And then I told them, like, yo, don't like stop. Like, because it was like an expensive Humvee, like, and then these kids came up to me, like, who are you, and like, you should just leave, and like, da-da, and cussing me out, and like, I was like, all right, no, I will. I was like, I will leave, and I walked, you know, away, and then these kids are following me. There's like about like 15 kids. I know their kids are like at least 14 years old.
Wow.
And amazing. They're following me. Yeah, and they're moving, they're shaking the car. So then then they moved to the 7-Eleven. So I guess the cops finally, more backup came, pushed them over like two blocks to a 7-Eleven. I go to the 7-Eleven. There's a guy knocked out, a black man. And but all the Mexican fans are going after this guy. But they're not even calling the cops. So I call the ambulance because this guy knocked out. And I don't know what happened, but all I know is when I was calling, then all of a sudden they're like trying to get him. He's going in his car. He just backs out, boom, drives out, goes down the street. Finally, they catch him. But the moral of the story is, oh yeah. And then there's another time with Mexico and Ecuador as well. But what the moral of the way, what I'm trying to say is that these fans are out of control right now, and it's young kids is what's going on in LA. It's a lot of young kids. Yeah. And I know it's summer too. I'm pretty sure school hasn't started as well. And there's a big problem right now with kids running around in these streets, to where like I don't even want to go out like anymore.
Yeah.
Like to do that. So I stopped doing it. I didn't even go out with USA yesterday or whatever. I just thought it was fun, you know, like going out. I save money that way too, because I don't want to spend $8 on a beer. So I just get one beer and just stay there for 4 hours.
We played a soundbite where they went down to Orange County. I forgot the beach that they went to. Which one, Nick, from yesterday? Newport Beach.
Yeah, Compton. Newport. Yeah.
Yeah, they did the same thing down there. They I guess they some kind of way on their phone, everybody notify each other. They all show up and just start a bunch of mess.
But if you record, they'll attack you. That's why, like, I like usually I do record, but especially me, a blonde hair, blue eyed, you know, guy, like, and people were staring at me too, because I was. It's almost like they thought I was snitching, but this guy was like bleeding, knocked out, and I called.
Somebody had knocked him out.
This one guy. Knocked him out. He was just bleeding out, and he looked like. I mean, he could have been a Hispanic. You know, dark Hispanic, I don't know, but he looked black. But I think that and he looked homeless though as well. And it was just terror on the streets. But it was mostly kids too. And the goal that these kids have too, like, and I can't do anything. I can't get,
yeah.
Like, what do you do with five kids, five 13 year olds? Like, how do you defend yourself against that? Because I'm definitely going to go to jail. They're kids.
Did you,
and they're like,
you went
controlling
to the yeah. event by yourself?
No, I went with two of my friends, Mexican too. They're Mexican. Well,
and why did you go and put yourself in danger like that, knowing how they're going to act? Why did you do it?
Well, because I was close with my friends, but then I did go off out. I did. This was recently. Whenever I went to see the kids, because I wanted to. I know. I wanted to talk to at least one of the people there, maybe an adult or something like.
But why are you guys shaking the cars?
Why
did you put yourself in the midst of trouble like that, knowing that, first of all, you're going to be hated because you're white, and you're yeah. going amongst a bunch of out-of-control non-white kids for the most part? Why did you put yourself in that type of situation?
Because I was like 30 feet away from three cops. But honestly, that wasn't even good enough. I don't even think those cops would have helped me.
But I just wanted to ask them a question.
I didn't record it either, so I just literally wanted to ask them, like, why are you doing
But why this? Did you like, want to go down there and take that kind of risk on your life?
I don't know.
Is it just for the thrill of it?
It was just a personal, I just wanted to see what's going on, like.
But you already see what's going on the media.
I know, but I want to know why.
Yeah. And you see what they do, and you're white, yeah. and you're young. I don't know why you're not telling me yeah. why you put yourself in those situations.
Well, I saw it, and I wanted to tell one of the kids, at least one, that, like, I wanted to get through to one of them.
Why?
To maybe make them all stop.
Why?
I know. I don't know what, because I was there and I was waiting for my friend whenever
Lucas,
he was ready
Lucas.
To leave. When he's ready
Lucas.
To leave. Yes.
Calm down. Why? You're not a white person, but you look white, right?
I know. I look exactly. I'm Spanish, Mexican, and Cuban. That's the thing.
But you
don't
even look that way, though.
I know. I look straight white, yeah.
But because of time, why would you intentionally put your life at risk like that?
I know.
No, that's a question.
I know. Dang it! I knew that was coming. I feel like I'm immune to danger. I feel like I'm. This might sound crazy, but I feel like that's not gonna be the thing that's gonna end me or whatever. Me going over there and talking to someone.
No, you didn't. That's why you wore the Trump hat over there. You knew it'd be trouble.
No. This was the last time. I didn't do the Trump hat. Why did you do the Trump hat? England.
Why'd you do the Trump hat and you said that they start chasing you and throwing things at you there, knowing that would happen.
Lucas. That's why
Lucas,
I did that is because
Lucas,
I wanted
Lucas.
Yes.
Calm yes. down. Why would you put a Trump hat on? Go to young people like that, knowing that they are not going to like you in the Trump hat, and bring that kind of attention to yourself. Why?
I thought because it was in Koreatown that it would be more Koreans.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I really did. It was Mexico versus Korea. I really thought there would be more Koreans in Koreatown.
But why wear the hat down there, though?
Because Korea actually supports MAGA, I believe. But I mean, I say MAGA, but the MAGA hat, Trump.
And because of time, why would you go into another crowd and put your life at risk?
Because I wanted to talk to those kids.
Why?
Those kids, they're shaped like, gosh, I have no idea. And I'm gonna think about that one. I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I'll tell you this much. I learned my lesson after that. Luckily, I didn't go the next day, and because four people got shot on Whittier Boulevard.
So you don't know why you went and put your own life at risk?
I felt like I was in danger. I felt like I can't be in danger.
Why?
At least at that moment.
Why?
I felt like there was something. I mean, it was so simple. Walk across the street, talk to those kids.
Why do you want to talk to them? Why did you want to talk to them?
To stop all this stuff.
How are you going to stop it? Their own parent can't stop it. And the police can't stop it. What is it about you to think you can go over there and stop it?
Because I'm there at the moment, to be honest.
What is it about you that makes you think you can go into a crowd of rowdy young people like that and that you're going to stop something?
I'll tell you this much, you're right. I didn't stop it.
No, that was a question.
I know, yes. I didn't stop it.
But why did you think you could, though? You want to talk to them. You want to talk. What is it about you that makes you think that you can do that?
Nothing, to be honest. There's absolutely nothing that I could have done. And I said,
what is it about you that made you think that you would go in and take that risk?
To be honest, I wanted to be seen doing it, but I didn't record anything. No one recorded me or anything. I wanted to be seen doing it in front of others and hopefully, you know, whatever. Maybe make an example of myself like an idiot, but yeah.
And they were trying to turn over a truck, you say, you went and told them to stop.
I told them, why are you doing that? That's an expensive car, that's like over 50,000. Like, that's
and so
what
you wanted, then, you did it because you want to be seen.
But they told me, I think you should get out of here. And they got on me, and I said, all right.
Lucas,
and I left right away.
Lucas,
I left right. Yes, sir.
You said you did it because you wanted to be seen.
I wanted to be seen as an example. Like, maybe other people should tell these kids to stop doing this on the street. Cause,
why do cause you want to be seen as an example of doing that? Why?
To stop it. To stop everybody doing that.
You can't stop it from doing anything.
Well, I know that now, Chelsea. I know.
But why do you know that at first, though? It doesn't make sense to me. I know.
It happened earlier. I know. It happened in the past, Jesse. That's why I'm telling you about it, because I want to understand why. I don't really know exactly why I would put myself. I know this much. I'm not going to do that again. I learned that much of a lesson. But I definitely, I was there. I was like, why not? Why not stop this? Because it's wrong.
So you listen to the devil in your head.
To be honest, I don't even think that. I just literally just
no. You listen to the devil. Oh, Lucas, you could look out there. You could go and do something, be a hero. You could stop them, and the world would see that you are standing up. Even the police didn't want to help you out there. You said.
Yeah, I know, and they were like 30 feet away from me. I know that. That's why I also felt confident enough to talk to, and I would be safe because I could just run straight to the cops.
That's so insane, Lucas.
I know. But these are like, well, the main point of my story is that these kids, it's not even like, it doesn't even matter about color. It's just every kid from like 10 years old to like 16 are running around in the streets right now, doing who knows what.
Yeah, I see that happening. That's for sure. But it's just mind blowing that you would put your life at risk dealing with rowdy, out of control kids that are drunk and high and they just want a thrill. And you see them how they beat up other people out there. And you go in the midst of it. Amazing.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It wasn't smart. I mean, I definitely got lucky, that's for sure, because, yeah. Every time I left one of those watch parties, and then I find out on the news the next day exactly where I was at, or at least around that vicinity, someone got shot, beat up. And yeah. No, amazing. I know, Jesse. I'll tell you this much. I did learn my lesson. I do know. But thank you, to be honest. Like, that's something to really ponder on, to why did I? You're right about that.
Amazing, man.
Well, amazing, Jesse.
I wish you well. And for
thank you.
Sake,
thank you so much.
For your sake, I wouldn't be listening to the devil if I were you.
Yes.
Because that's who made you go and do it. He told you, go do it. You can be this. You can stop him. Go talk to them. You can help them. You'll be seen as an important person, and you could be dead.
Yeah.
Amazing story, Lucas.
Amazing.
It's good to hear from you, though. And thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, hey, Mexico's out, so we don't have to trust. It's not no more riot stuff. I mean, Mexicans are still out there, but, like, But anyways, you have a great day, great night. All y'all, thank you, Jesse.
Lucas, you be careful, man. Watch what you do and where you go.
You're right.
And why you're doing it, too.
Yes. All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. When I started out this morning in the first hour, I asked, are you cursed or are you blessed? And most people are cursed. Anyone that has anger, emotions, so-called good emotion or bad emotions, fear, jealousy, strife, judgmental, resentment, you are cursed. And your family is cursed. Even when I say family, I don't necessarily mean you, because you may or may not have children, but your family is cursed. Everything you do is a curse. You're never going to be blessed until you drop the anger. And you justify the anger. You make up excuses for it. When you're trying to control other people, or when you're doing things just to get a thrill, when you play smart or pretend you're so smart, like you know everything, all for the vanity of it, you're cursed. You have no love. Anyone that has anger has no love. You are of your father, the devil, and you're being ruled and controlled by him. And you make up excuses. You say, well, anger, I have righteous anger. That's a lie. You don't have righteous anger. No such thing as righteous anger. Anger is evil. And the things that human beings do to one another, the way they treat one another, you got to know is evil. Your own mother, who pretend to be all nice. Some of these mothers pretend to be sweet and nice. It's such a giving mother. Some just outright mean. Some cover it up. They're evil. They have no peace. They have no love. I highly recommend, but do what you want, of course. Have the life that you want. God gave you the life. He let you live in your misery until you drop your body. He'll let you live in it. He and Christ not going to bother you, his son. You can have the life that you want. You can be in your misery or you can be free. The Stretch Off is now open on pills.net. I'll take a quick break and back to your calls in a minute. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up. I said the stretch off is pure, not that right now, Hake. I said it, buddy. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor, baby. Right after the HakeReport.com from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor, baby. And check out Bill on Puncher TV. Bill do live shows every Wednesday. He does live shows. But you can podcast. They're amazing. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. And don't forget to like these videos, all right? Like the videos. Amazing. I want to quickly show you something. The world is a jungle. Human beings are wicked. They're animals. And we all are that way until we return to the Father. Until you let go of the anger. Your heart is changed from hate to love, and it can be changed if you wanted to. When you can love your neighbor, when you can love your enemy, and love God first, you will know that your heart has changed. When you are not overreacting to anything or anyone for any reason, not even within yourself, you would know that you would have a life. You got to stop overreacting. Human beings are wicked, and they get thrills off reactions within themselves and to trying to make others do that way. React to them, and then they laugh, and then they go home and cry at night because a thrill is evil. It's a bad, mean, nasty world. Meaning that human beings are bad, mean, and nasty. Look how they treat each other. Look how they treat themselves. No love. God created you so he and put you here on this earth so he can bring love on the earth through you. But you have chosen hate and not love. When you have love, not emotional love, just passionate love, not passionate love. Passionate love is evil. But when you have dispassionate love, you're in the kingdom right here on earth. Right here on earth. You're in the kingdom. Christ, how can I enter into the kingdom? They ask. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy, and you're in the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is already here inside of you. inside of every human being, but they turn away from that kingdom and they look outside for the answer. And they believe all kind of lies. I want to just show you how the devil works in your mind and in the minds of other people to keep you in hell. New York Post. A viral photo shows the, as they say, chilling moment. A black woman is stuck on a DC train, surrounded by masked thugs from a white supremacy group. This is what they'll call all this. I was just reading in the New York Post. A viral photo shows a chilling moment. A black woman is stuck on a DC train surrounded by masked thugs from a white supremacist group. As they descended on the nation's capital on July 4. I want you to hear the story, and then I want you to hear the responses, some responses about this story. Hear what they say. But first, watch this from the Times of India. Watch this.
One photograph, one silent commuter, and dozens of masked white nationalists surrounding her inside a Washington Metro train. Captured during America's 250th Independence Day celebrations, the image is now being called one of the defining photographs of the country's current moment. A single Reuters photograph taken inside a Washington, D.C. metro train has sparked a nationwide conversation about race, extremism, and the state of America. The image, captured by Reuters photographer Cheney Orr, shows a black woman seated quietly while surrounded by members of Patriot Front, a white nationalist group, as they traveled through the Capitol on July 4th. The woman in the photograph has not been publicly identified, and there is no indication she interacted with the group. The photograph was taken after hundreds of masked Patriot Front members marched through Washington during the United States' 250th Independence Day celebrations.
Listen to the music too,
dressed in matching khaki pants, blue shirts, white face coverings, and sunglasses, the group chanted slogans including "Reclaim America" before boarding the metro.
Amazing, huh? You heard this scary music, the hoodie. A white man in hood, I guess they were white, in hoods, and the poor little nappy-headed black girl sitting there. They did not even bother her, by the way. And they playing all this scary, the KKK is coming music. And they're going to string you up. See the game that's been playing on you? Playing on you. And if you're not aware, you'll fall for it. Poor black girl. Look at her. She must be so scared. She's just so scared. I was just so scared. And apparently they didn't even say anything to her. But they played the music like they, like she's sitting there trembling. And even the person that took the photo, I guess the Reuters photo, didn't get assaulted either. Nothing happened. But they played that music and used that voice to act like white people on the move. Watch out, blacks. So you saw that, and you paid attention, and you heard the music. I want you to hear two responses from it. I want you to see how the devil play you in your mind and inside of other people. He uses them to keep them in hell and try to bring you back in hell or keep you in hell by making you hate, by making you be afraid, accused, blame. This is the game that's been played on you, folks. Hell Earth is not heaven, and heaven is not earth, and man is not God. Now, you heard all the drama, right? Oh, and now you're like, oh, poor black girl. She's sitting there, look like she's is so afraid. She's trembling. Racism on the rise. They're coming for you. Here's what a female by the name of Sunny, I don't know what her last name is, Hostin? Sunny Hostin, had to, according to the report, here's what she had to say about that whole image you just saw that looked like these white boys going out to start a hanging thing. She said, according to this report, that for me was a defining image of a modern America for black Americans. Watch this from the View.
As a black woman, my lived experience in this country was embodied by a photograph that was taken in celebrating the 250th. Yeah. Unfortunately, in this country, people have different lived experiences. So while some may have a lived experience, like, this is the best country in the world, and while there's some stuff that goes on, you know, other things are okay, that, for me, was a defining image of modern America for black Americans. Yes. Defining. That Patriot Front is a white nationalist organization founded in 2017 after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. You know what they promote? An ultra-nationalist ideology that focuses on creating a white ethno-state in the United States with the ultimate goal of reshaping American society to align with their vision of racial and cultural homogeneity. As a black woman, I'm sitting there in my country, and that's the type of fear I have to experience.
What an evil heifer, huh? When will you become an individual? When will you be free of evil inside of your mind and inside of others? When will you get to a point where you will have no concern at all about others and what they think and what they do? This half was sitting there on TV making money, promoting evil. Poor black, that's just modern America for black American. That's not true at all. But if you're angry, you'll believe it because they have changed history in America. And you think that's bad, and it is. I want you to remember now, remember the first soundbite, how they played that music. You see these white guys up there, look like they're about to just take you out because you're black. They going somewhere to start a war, a racist war. That's the image they want you to see. You've been played, not only in your own self, but inside of others. You've been played by evil. And believe me, evil is real, and it dwells in human beings. A politician by the name of Adam Kissinger said the woman composure is a powerful symbol of resistance, a reticence against racism. Why is this from X?
Did you guys see this picture? What you're looking at is the group called Patriot Front. It is a white supremacist group that believes that anybody but white people are basically alien to this country, that only Americans can be white. It's filled with young men who wear masks like cowards. But what you're looking at here is a black woman, and I believe this picture will end up being a picture that really is in the history books and defines kind of this time period. It's images like that one that are the most powerful images, more so than two people yelling at each other. It's one person seeming to refuse to be intimidated and to be moved. I think you will see this picture for a very long time, and we don't know who she is. As far as I know, as of now, she hasn't been identified or has chosen not to identify herself. But that is an example of how we as Americans persevere through a difficult moment. We simply exist. We fight where we can. We refuse to be intimidated. And at the end of the day, we will look back and see victory.
They're going to make her a hero. Isn't that amazing? They're going to use that like she is, what's the name of that black woman that she was just tied on the bus?
Rosa.
Rosa Parks. This is another black Rosa Parks, a strong black woman. I ain't going to the back of the bus today. Lord, I had a hard day at work cleaning those white people out. I ain't going to the back of the bus today. They didn't tell you that it was a setup by the NAACP, according to the reports. It was all plot. It was all planned. And they were going to use another black woman, but she got pregnant out of wedlock. And they knew the blacks wasn't going to fall for no pregnant woman up there. And they found Rosa. Now they have themselves another Rosa. And you see how they show her sitting up there like she's just in fear to move, right? This is their black hero. This is what they're going to use for until the November election is over. You heard what this guy, Adam, said about it? Powerful symbol. The music, blah, 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 and these white people in hood, and they going to the rally, 4th of July, and blah, blah, blah. You heard all that, right? Let me show you the real deal, according to this report. But you heard, if you didn't know the real deal about this woman, according to this report, you'll be believing that lie. You will be believing it, because you're emotional, too. You believe what the devil tell you in your mind, and you believe what the devil tell you through others, because you can't see. It doesn't have to be that way. So you saw the poor, nappy-headed black girl sitting there, right, with the braids, like she's going into the first integrated white school. Remember they had a picture of a black girl down in Birmingham somewhere going into the first black school, and she had this braid sticking out. What a mess. Well, let me show you reality according to the story, according to the report from, this is from Right Angle News Network. Right Angle News Network. It's been revealed that the black woman Democrats put on a pedestal for bravely riding a train with Patriot Front members, was engaged in indecent exposure on the train moments before the photo was taken. It has a lengthy arrest record. They're saying that this black woman that was sitting there so scared of the whites in the hoods has a criminal record, and she was engaged in indecent exposure on the train, according to this report. Watch this from X.
Liberal influencers spent the whole weekend circulating this photo and trying to paint this woman as a modern-day civil rights hero. But you want to know what your modern-day Rosa Parks was doing before these guys got on the bus? She was on the bus kneeling on the floor with her pants down and her butt hanging out the window. She's a homeless woman in the area. Allegedly. So yeah, that's who liberals picked as their hero this weekend.
Amazing, huh? I hadn't seen that video until right now. And that lady is right about Rosa Parks. The Democrats, the liberals are trying to use that. And they use black people for personal gain. They don't care about the blacks. Isn't that amazing? And just think about all the emotions and the anger you felt when you were listening to the very first video. It was a setup. Just like Satan and his demons set you up in your mind, he used others to set you up too, because they are being set up by evil. We got to love one another, and this is not love. Amazing, huh? Let me go to first-time caller Joseph. out of Ohio. Joseph, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Joseph.
Man, I'm kind of starstruck, Jesse.
Oh, man.
Bro. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My father, I went and forgave my mother and father. You know, they're in a different state. I made sure I drove there, went face to face to them, forgave both of them. My mama, she said, you know, after I forgave her, she said, whenever we speak, it's like a dark cloud above her head. So we ain't spoke since then. I'm cool.
Right on. Yeah.
I returned, and my father, he seemed to be all right. And then he's a pastor.
Oh, Lord.
Man. And he, so just this morning, you know, every time we talk, eventually he runs, you know, and I'm wondering, like, man, am I being, like, still resentful? Because when I speak with him, he eventually gets irritated with me. Usually it's when he loved to talk about the weather and, you know, how life is going. But the moment I speak to him about God, he got a problem, you know. So today I was like, hey, Dad, were you called by God if a pastor, or how did that go? And he was called by the Holy Spirit. I'm like, oh, okay.
Amazing.
So I'm like, and what the Holy Spirit say when? Like, oh, back in 1978, you know, now they're not together anymore.
Let me just do this because of time. It's an interesting story. Go right to your question, but I want you to call me back on this too. Go ahead. I didn't realize we were about to run out of time here.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
No, no problem.
I just wonder if, you know, like I said, every time I speak with him, he gets upset. So, like, should I keep pursuing?
No.
My father.
No, your job is not to, our responsibility is not to resent our father, mother. Forgive them. They know not what they do. But you don't have to pursue him. And when you do talk to him, don't try to irritate him or anything. And because now you're going to show, when you do talk to them, both of them, or if you talk to them at all, you're going to show them what real love is by not judging them at all. And don't try to
judge
them. Right. Don't judge them. Don't resent them. Don't be angry at them. I'm sorry?
You think I'm judging them?
Well, when you deal with him, don't say things to try to get a reaction from him. You know, don't bring up, you know, that if you know he doesn't want to hear it or something, don't intentionally bring up things to try to irritate him.
Mm. Yeah, I think I've been doing it.
Yeah, that's not love. You're supposed to be the light now, and so you want to be that example of what they should have been, but they were lost. And then they may want to know, son, how did you change? What happened? And you'll be able to point them back to God.
So I didn't really forgive them.
Are you able? Can you call me back tomorrow, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in?
All right.
Because I do want to deal with this. I just don't want to do it in a rush.
Yeah, I said, you know, I want to deal with this. Yeah. I ain't saying I'm crying.
Can you call me back tomorrow?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, make sure you do order or whatever you can, but call me back on this. I do want to talk to you about it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bud. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Charlotte says the same blacks pretended to care about this kid who died in Mississippi are the same ones who would call him a coon for hanging out with a bunch of white kids. Blacks are such actors.
That's such a good point. Right on. Thank you. Very good point. I hadn't thought of that one.
Kevin S. For tithe.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin S.
Fazul answering the biblical question.
Do you love America? How do you know?
Yes, never, ever, but never apologize for America.
I rest my case. Thank you, and I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Nick Monty, hoping to make it down to the men's forum sometime again soon, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Right on, the first Thursday of every month. Amazing, thank you.
H-Town Julie, a member for 5 months. Thank you.
Thank you, amazing. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted some subscriptions on the Rumble. Very cool.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that. Right on.
JNev on kick.com, I think. Kick.whatever. It's so true about all the kids causing havoc. My first job rule of thumb is you better finish all your work before school gets out.
We need to, not we, but they need to bring back the police. And then they put these people in jail, they'll stop it. We need the police back. They know there's no one out there to stop them. And the parents don't care. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, J-Neb. Nick LaBoy, uh-oh, Jesse, pull out that singing voice. Hake doesn't know if he loves America? Sounds like Hake's soul been singing, I want to know what love is, by a foreigner. Laughing with tears coming out. Pardon the off-key singing. Happy White History Month. God bless.
Thank you very much, and happy white, I don't know what wrong with hate. Happy white history.
Tom V says, always listening to you. Have a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Eric, in response to the BQ, yes, I love my country. I know I love my country because I seek what's right, the truth, with all my heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else.
Thank you, Eric. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And then Marilyn and the rest. Oh, have to read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you all very much. Amazing. Sam from a first time caller out of Colorado. And other caller, call me back tomorrow if you can. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I am totally out of time. I don't know where that time went to. What the? Hake is coming up next, and he doesn't know if he loves America or not. Just FYI. Thank you all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.